content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. So, if you happen to have your 13-year-old listening in,
that's your problem.
Hello, everybody. How are you? And welcome to Spiritually Raw. Thank you so much for joining us today. We hope you have woken to the most miracle morning and are having the most fortunate day today. And we have Utsava here with you, as you can see, with you today. As you can see, we brought her back in so she can give us her up-to-date prophecies of what's going on here. And for those of you who do not know Utsava, let me tell you a little bit about her. She's a famous psychic medium and world-renowned for her accurate predictions and prophecies about Trump, Obama, Hollywood royals, New World Order, aliens, deep state, satanic cults, and the political events we are currently living through, all of which she predicted years ago. And you'll be able to check her out, which will also have links here on the video, at utsava.net, and also find out how you can get more information, how you can be supporting what she's got going on at patreon.com/utsava. And also, too, when you're watching this video, if you see that bright red subscribe button, it means you haven't subscribed yet, so click it and it'll turn on red. So there you go. I appreciate you doing that. Thank you very much. So yeah, it's good to have you back. Yeah?
Hello, Mrs. Utsava. How are you?
We're doing great.
It's been so long.
Are you kidding me? It's our pleasure.
we got a lot of questions when we mentioned it last weekend. What's the email, April?
Ask Spiritually Raw. AskSpirituallyRaw@gmail.com.
Yes.
Can I put it down?
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, when you have any questions for our guests, and which we mentioned last time, AskSpirituallyRaw@gmail.com. So you have been doing that. So thank you for that. It makes it a lot easier to get those questions to them. So before we get into your questions, Utsava, can you give us an idea what's going on here in today's present
in the
for
world?
Us? Yeah. Yeah. What you got?
So
what you got in your neighborhood?
Yeah. So it was interesting the other day. There was a press conference at the White House, and it was live, and then Fox News all of a sudden shut it down. And because what they had is all these doctors on there, they were saying basically that the news media is lying to us about the coronavirus, and they were talking about the cure, you know, the cure for corona. And so it was really interesting, and the news channels, they shut it down. Fox interrupted it, never went back to it. Oh, they were all getting nervous. Because the cure shall not be known, right? That's what they were saying. So basically, and then Trump tweeted a tweet, and somebody suggested to be available, made available over the counter hydro. We talk about hydro.
Hydroxychloroquine.
I know. It's like a tongue twister.
I got it written down. Don't worry about it.
Okay. We know what we talk about.
Right.
So so somebody suggested to have it available over the counter, and he retweeted it. So I retweeted the retweet, and there's my dog again.
Hey, pup.
So the tweet then disappeared. The tweet disappeared. Twitter not allowed. People shall not know anything like that. And that's so interesting about this. They're now talking about making it available over the counter. It works well. The news media is lying also about the corona because the corona is not really spreading anymore. It's over, and we have the cure. And they're banning the cure. They wanted to wear masks, and they have this oppression going on that has nothing to do with the virus. So. So we know pharma is big business and so on. And so what's so interesting that they're talking about getting it over the counter, I said a year and a half ago that it will be made available over the counter. And not just this cure, but also the cancer cures. And I talked about the kit that will be selling at the pharmacy like Walgreens. You know, you over the counter, you can just buy it for.
Oh, did you say kits? Like a kit?
Like kits, right?
Oh, wow.
Like a kit. And it makes sense with hydroxychloroquine. So they say to take it with zinc, so that will be then this kit with hydroxychloroquine, with zinc, and maybe who knows what. And also with the cancer cures, it makes sense, you know, and you can buy those things over the counter in the near future. So that's now
how,
starting.
How near? How near are we to that?
It's coming. It's next few months. I mean, it's coming.
That it's going to be over the counter?
Yes, very soon, very soon. And then also I see people giving it away. Just, I get this image and maybe it's symbolic, like outside Walgreens, the pharmacy, just people handing it out like candies, giving it away. Mm-hmm. There might be some organizations, people doing it, not sure, but it's also available for free. And it's not just good for, you know, malaria, killing a virus. It's also good for many other things. It also calcifies the third eye. Of course, they don't want that, you know. So that was really interesting.
How much of it do you have to take? And you have to take it on a regular basis for it to start decalcifying the pineal gland?
Something like this, I would take it for about a month, you know. But you can also take another herb that's called haritaki. Mm-hmm. H-A-R-I-T-A-K-I, haritaki, that also decalcifies the third eye. And generally detox too, also chlorella and so on, they also decalcify it to some extent as well.
Would that be an herbal version of hydroxychloroquine, the haritaki? Is that an herbal version of it? Will that have any of the same effects?
In terms of decalcifying the third eye, it's also a detoxer. It detoxes the body really well. Haritaki, it's Ayurvedic medicine. So hydroxychloroquine, basically Trump talking about a cleaner in combination with the medicine. And that's so interesting also in cancer therapy, like we talk about MMS that's been used for curing cancer. And I actually personally, I try things out with MMS and some anti-cancer herbs, like rainforest herbs, like cat's claw, baldarka and so on, and graviola, and actually combine it with MMS and have some amazing results, like the tumor shrunk two-thirds. Wow. Actually, now you can. I actually also gave it some of it with food, and that worked well too. So a little bit off protocol what they're recommending, but it worked. So Trump talked about this thing with the cleanser, that's of essence, and then the remedy just to make sure it goes into the system.
Got a question for you. If the virus really isn't active or it's no longer around, then what's the purpose of having a cure at this point? I mean, what's it going to even do? Would it be a waste of time for people to take this? If there's no,
because okay, so Trump, like, and this is part of a chess play. Trump is going along with this hoax, so to speak, and he doesn't come out and just say no, nobody died, or not so many people died, or like the way I do it, you know, all the tests are fake and the false positive results. He doesn't straight up says this. He says that, oh, it's kind of, we do these testings and we would do the test and we'd have so many cases and, you know, interesting, and some people don't have symptoms. They're dancing around it, trying to give us a hint that, hey, maybe those tests are not that accurate. But he's going along with the story, it's really bad. And this thing with the masks and all that. And people get to a point where they're so oppressed with this wearing masks, social distancing, that they feel so bad about it, that they're like, really, this virus is so bad, it's been on the news, it's so bad, we need a cure. And then the effect of having a cure is much greater than when everything kind of is normal. So it will have this huge impact on an emotional level for people, the sentiment of population.
Real quick, okay, so now, so as we're transitioning out from the 3D to the 5D, and let's say we're at the 5D and we're like, you know, rocking and things are like, we're at that level and everybody's ascending and so forth and so on. Let's say something like this ever creeps up again, or, you know, this, so the virus, or they try some antics. Will there ever be a point in time where the president comes out and just says, it's all BS, no need, don't panic, false alarm, it's not true, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? Or will there always be this play of like, okay, you know, this chess play, I got to do this, I got to do that, we got to go here before I go there?
Maybe he would come out and say, well, it turns out that these cases, there were not as many cases, there were not as, these were false positive results. I mean, it's already coming out, and it's coming out more and more and more. And like that, he will not come up full force, no, and just say, oh, by the way, I just played along with this hoax a year ago, and nobody died of the coronavirus. He won't say it like
this.
No, he won't say it blatantly like that, because he will be diplomatic.
Donald Trump Jr.'s account just recently got suspended from Twitter over promoting the hydroxychloroquine.
Oh my God, I didn't even know that.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yesterday, this happened yesterday.
It just happened currently.
And it happened because of the video that you were specifically talking about, the doctors. Mm-hmm. It was like 7 or 8 doctors that you could, there may have been more, but you can only see that many in the camera frame. He, Junior posted that video on Twitter and they suspended his account yesterday.
Because that shows you, I mean, people should be very angry at that.
Yes.
There's a cure for virus. There's a cure for cancer. There's cures out there and they're repressing it. They don't want you to know about Fox in the middle of a press conference live. Oh, we need to shut this down now. Mm-hmm. Facebook, Fakebook, banned it all. YouTube, you know, it's bad. It's bad.
Yeah.
And the general population, a lot of folks, you know, go to the feed story, go to the grocery store. They just don't know it. Mm-hmm. Only those maybe who heard about it by us or by others, but the general population doesn't necessarily know that what they're doing because it's effective. They're just people just watch TV and they just see what's in front of them. They don't think about it.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that because they're coming out with this and they're holding this information back purposely, or you know, or suppressing it, if you would, will the heads of these companies, and we may have asked you this on multiple shows, but we'll ask it again, will the heads of these companies, will they be held criminally liable? For example, like, hey, you know, if someone was trying to say, here's a cure, and they're saying, no, there's not, and they're saying, no, you know, like, this is false information, and it isn't really false information, would they actually end up being criminally liable?
What about the doctors? Will the doctors in the hospitals be ultimately charged?
Yeah, so the doctors and also the people that are suppressing the information.
I think there could be some cases. I mean, fake news is fake news. You know, they will say, oh, freedom of speech, report whatever you want. You know, but I think there could be some, I mean, we have to follow the law. I mean, how do you catch somebody? Yeah, if they pretend somebody has the coronavirus and they died of a car accident just to get the $30,000, whatever they want to get, that's fraud. They're going to be in trouble. And that's all part of the plan, because I've been saying when it was almost 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, I say that Trump has taken on the medical establishment, mm-hmm. and then drug prices came down. And this is all part of taking down the medical establishment, exposing their scams, what they're doing. You know, what they're doing in the hospital, charging for cotton swab, $500, I heard.
Right.
And things like that. I mean, scams after scams after scams. Yeah, not providing a medical care, but you have to prove it too.
Yeah. You know, Fox, they were always on the border of like, are they, you know, on the good side? Are they trying to help Trump? Like, especially during the election, you really thought that they were kind of like more on his side. And then recently, after he got elected, that started, they were not showing it as much. Like, you know, they were being more like not in his favor. And then in the past few years, it's been coming more and more obvious. And then in the past few months, it's like they're blatantly in your face. And then yesterday, what they did about cutting it off, it's like now they're just saying, listen, you know, we tried to hide it before, like, you know, we're trying to be balanced and everything, but we're just not.
It's advertising money. They're losing advertising money. They got, you know what I mean, too.
Yeah, but look at all the money that they made when he was running. Look, they were like number one, and you know.
But it's not everyone on Fox. I mean, there are certain segments, like what's the guy, Hannity and Tucker Carlson.
Hannity and Tucker, they have so many viewers, they can't shut them down.
Yeah.
But there's also, Fox is owned by the Saudis. Aren't there some really shady people who are on the board and own mm-hmm. them? But I think it comes more from that than advertisement. It's more like the agenda.
Right, right, right.
But Fox used to be, pretty decent, and it's gotten worse and worse.
Yeah, like at least you're like, oh, I think I'll flip Fox on. And now it's like, seriously?
Well, now you flip our shows on. That's all you do. You know what I mean? Exactly. No problem. We got you covered. Flip
shows on. She said, we have the news now. Right?
Right. Like, we're the news now. You know what I mean?
You know what? Talking about that, we just, a friend of ours, Sean, and it was, I could see how it'll start moving this way. He came up with this great idea. He split the screen. And he was on one side of the screen as he would be a newscaster, while the clip he was running, he was talking about the news. So he was in the screen showing the shot of the news.
And the video's running.
And yeah, and it was really clever. And I could see how, I mean, easily people could start doing that globally.
You had to be there. So we had to be there.
It's like, that's how it's moving.
I'd say it is.
Yeah,
it is.
It's moving in that direction.
I have another one, another topic that came out. So Oprah ends her regular print edition of the 20 years of the Oprah magazine. So that just came out, and we have seen all the videos with Oprah's ankle bracelet, you know, because they have an agreement and they've been under house arrest, these people, and they have part of the agreement to show the ankle bracelet somewhat in some videos. And so she shuts it down because her assets are frozen, and she has a trial coming up end of this year. And she doesn't have any money. She's going to be poor, like we said 2 years ago. I said it first time. Going to be poor, but she's going to end up in prison.
Wow. What a turn, and what a twist of events. I mean, you go from fall from grace, a multi-billionaire, to literally broke, all of your assets frozen, and then you go into jail, bitch, and you deserve it. So I'm happy about that. But
where's the being neutral part? Remember?
Well, no, I don't have to be neutral. No, not when it comes to, listen, when children are involved, I'm not going to be neutral. That's all there is to it. There's just no tolerance for that at all.
That's true. That's true.
And what a hypocrite! What a hypocrite this person is, and others too, talking about helping children, helping abused women, and all that, and in reality she's doing cruel things, you know, to children.
Now they have their day, right?
You know what, that's what makes it 10 times worse, because you were on your soapbox all these years deceiving people, and everybody fell into it. I mean, listen, you know, I don't know too many people that didn't love Oprah at one point in your life. You may not have always liked her, but you know, there was a point in time you'd be like, ah, Oprah, you know? So how much they deceived people is one thing. And then to find out what they did at such a level, such a satanic, such a sick, such a twisted level, it's just, there's just no tolerance. It should.
That whole house of cards is crumbling anyway right now, right? You know what I mean? Everywhere, politically, Democrats, all these people, it just seems like it's all crumbling within them, you know, underneath them. So, wow.
Which is a good thing.
It'd be that there. Like, hey, let's get some questions for you.
Yeah, all exposed. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Valerie, she wants to know, what happens, although the president has said there will be no mandatory vaccines, what if the mayors, the governors override him, and especially if the schools decide to make these vaccines mandatory?
Good question, Valerie.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's, I didn't even know he confirmed it, because that's what I said in one of my videos, that there will be no mandatory vaccinations, and he apparently came out and confirmed that. That's great. I mean, there is of course exceptions. There are some countries that may do mandatory vaccinations, like we have seen in Africa. And people asked me a while back with Spain, I said no mandatory vaccinations in Spain, in America for sure. Regarding schools, yeah, that has been going on for a while, that in California, that kids, if they want to go to school, public school, or to any school, they have to be vaccinated. I mean, that's not new. That's different from mandatory vaccinations in general, so that they come to your house and they force you to be vaccinated. That's different. It's the homeschool them. That's the way out. You know, but my mandatory vaccinations mean there's no way out. You have no choice, you know.
Can the senators and the governors override that? If the president says there's no mandatory vaccine.
No, they cannot.
That's
the federal government is above the state, and they can come into the military and block it if they try to do that. But yeah, so in regards to people have also asked me to go to schools, when this is going to go away, that Trump tries to do something, but they cannot force you to get vaccinated in school. So they don't ban vaccines altogether overnight. I said this a while back, this won't happen like that, but they will just educate people more. The idea is to educate people and inform them, and send it over time. Maybe it takes 2 years. Mm-hmm. We're going to get away from the vaccines more and more.
Good.
You know, because people are so brainwashed. And if you say, oh, vaccines are bad, then they're going to start spreading those viruses, like we've seen with the measles virus like a year or two ago. Mm-hmm. Trump said something about the measles virus, and then they started to spread it in Italy. So,
yeah.
All right. Thank you, Valerie.
Yeah. Let's see. Who's up next? Joe Williams. He wants to know, okay, is there a – I think we talked about this, touched this on another show, but let's see what you have to say again about this. Is there a Satan or a satanic element on other planets, or is it only on the Earth that we have this?
No, there are planets and star systems that are evil. Like, pretty much half of the hemisphere is evil, and the other half is good. Basically, I mean, there's some star systems in between. And then they're using the Earth for harvesting energy, whatever experiments they're doing. These different alien groups is battling between good and evil.
So, you know, I hate to bring up Fox again, but yesterday they did actually say something that surprised me. They announced yesterday that Ellen's show is under investigation.
Really? Oh my God.
Yes. That's what I did. I was like, what? I was getting ready. I had to take a double take because I couldn't believe it. And they actually repeated it. I was shocked.
Sorry, everybody. Cough drop.
So I was happily surprised. I was shocked.
People were asking Utsava, because we've been talking about this in multiple episodes, where they can get the authentic Tesla plate and what recommendations.
ESP Tesla plate. Yes, yep. Where you want to buy it is www.naturesalternatives.com in Arizona. They're somehow affiliated with the original manufacturer. They kind of know each other and all that. And that person who used to work with Bergstresser, he's still making the same plates like he used to make when Bergstresser was alive. The one who invented his plates and was inspired by Tesla. So it's still made in the original factory, and this way they get the original plates. There's some distributors selling it worldwide, but sometimes there's copycats, so you want the original ones.
So for our audience's benefit, and just to refresh everybody, the benefit of a Tesla plate is that to shield from that 5G energy?
It's EMF protection. You can wear it every day. It just gives you oftentimes just positive energy. Sometimes it just balances people or it energizes them. And like I sleep with a few big ones at night. When you have back pain, like I have myself chronic back pain for like 10 years. Since I used the Tesla plate, it's all gone, but I have to keep putting it on there. Like I have to sleep with it or something or carry it. But it works really well with back pain too, and with sleep problems and with alien manipulations and those deep state manipulations. It's really good. And it enhances crystals and organites. It's pretty amazing.
That's nice.
That's so fascinating. We're having conversations like these, isn't it? Like you're talking about, you know, alien manipulation. Here's the plates to buy for alien manipulation. I mean, these are like our conversations. It's like wow. Oh my gosh. They're probably like, who thinks like this, right? You know?
It is very, very peculiar. Talking about Tesla, what about free energy? Do you think that we will see free energy?
You're not so much upset, but those who are awake like us, we don't need to be having it announced full blown on TV. We would see what's going on without being it announced, especially those people who follow me. They know what's going on ahead of time.
Right. Especially Brits, they love, they're like obsessed with the Queen. You know,
so yeah, it's also mind programming. It's also mind programming.
Yeah, they have the whole "Long Live the Queen" song. I mean, I remember seeing that where you where the Queen does her, you know, whatever. I don't know if it's once a year, but you know, kind of thing like that, and drives by and then there's like thousands of people all over the street. It's like, man, it's something else. A lot of people drinking the Kool-Aid there. Mozart wants to know, Utsava, does the dark side, the cabal, deep state, also have an active looking glass type device to use against President Trump?
Yes, they have the technology too, but I'm getting the word they have a dirty one version. Like there's different versions of things they're having, but I'm getting that they're not they cannot make it work that well. Like the White Hats, what they have is a little bit more sophisticated, but there's other countries that have it too.
Okay. Other countries so
they have it too. Some, yeah, they get the hands on it a little bit from different sides, but they can, you know, they're of course hopeful that they can change the outcome, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, there you go, Mozart.
Yeah. Australia. There's some questions, people from Australia. Okay, so here's one. Apparently, relaxed Australia is a big time deep state. I live in Melbourne, Australia, and I feel like a prisoner. I've also read that our capital, Canberra, is the Illuminati headquarters. I never suspected it until now when the deep state is in full swing, but no one ever talks about us. I'd love to hear what Utsava has to say about Australia.
Yeah, I mean, the deep state in Australia is very active. It's very active. The Rothschilds, you know, they're very active there too. Just they did a little bit more for the people, like they maybe in America, that they have better, more free healthcare or something like that. It's free or it's cheaper or something like that. Like they give a little bit more benefits to the employees, mm-hmm. you know. They have a little bit better social programs.
Yeah.
But other than that, people just pretty much, but they're draining the swamp everywhere in the whole world. It's just a little bit slower in Australia, but it's going.
It is going to go. Then eventually
it takes some more time.
Eventually they'll all go by the wayside, or most of them will go by the wayside. So is Australia a major hub for the Illuminati? Has it always been?
Yeah, just as much as other countries. There's also New Zealand. There's a lot of countries.
New Zealand.
New Zealand too? Okay.
Yeah. We are definitely, and we apologize.
It will take there. So I know everybody, you can get that we're getting some feedback here, but we'll get questions answered. And you know, there's going to be more times that we're going to be having these conversations. So no worries on that. Utsava, thank you very, very much for being on with us today. We appreciate your insight. Appreciate you, answering the guest questions. I'm sure there'll be many more. So can you let everybody know how they can connect with you and where you would like for them to reach out to you to either get a session, learn more about your works? And we'll have links.
Okay, please visit www.utsava.net. All my social media links are out there. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Patreon, I'm on Gab, I'm on Bendigo, and go all and so on. Please join me there. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you got it, and I'm sure they will. Thank you very much, Utsava.
Thank you so much. And again, we apologize, you know, deep state interference is nothing we can do about it. We apologize. Sorry.
That was a short one.
I know, because there's so much interference. This is like, we're only catching like every other word.
We'll get it.
I apologize. Yeah. And thank you so much to everyone for tuning in. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends. And most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.